Welcome to Teachable Moments. Now, there are times where we are going to meet people who will be different than us. There will be things about them we will not understand. There will be things that they do that we will not understand. And sometimes that will lead to prejudgments and very wrong prejudgments. So this is the story of a time where I made a wrong prejudgment. So I was on a work trip, and as is the custom, normally after you leave your sessions, most people would get together, they would make plans for the sake of networking. It's very, very, very common. However, I noticed that there was this one gentleman, very, very conversational during the sessions. However, afterward, he would not come out, he would not network. He wouldn't join us for anything. No dinner. It was World Cup time. He wouldn't come out to watch the game. Nothing. I found this very curious. I found this very odd. And so it made me think certain things about him. I was wondering if he was, stuck up, or if, maybe he didn't like people. Now I get it. There are some people who are very introverted. They're not very social. And he may have been one of those people. However, I didn't know enough about him to come to a solid conclusion. So, toward the end of the trip, me and him were in a conversation. And because I was so curious as to what was going on, I kind of brought it up in the conversation. So I asked him, "Yo, dude, you don't come out nowhere. What's going on, man? You don't like nobody? You don't like people? You think you're better than us? Huh? No, I'm just kidding. I simply asked him, if he was extremely busy, because I know some people do have work on work trips, of course, and so maybe he was just very busy. And he said, "No, it's not that. First of all, I am pretty busy, but also the sessions are in English, which is not my native tongue. And so it makes it very difficult for me to concentrate and to focus if I'm tired. Because when the sessions start, I have to take everything that is said, all of the writings, all of the speeches, and translate them in my head to my native tongue from English. And that's very difficult to do if I am tired." So that's simply it. So it was at that moment where I felt very, very bad for thinking anything negative. Because, quite frankly, I did not know the entire story. And I did not know his story. Not that he had explained anything to me, but what it did help me to realize is that, his story was different than mine. I speak English as my first language. Most places I go, even if English isn't the primary language, there will be somebody who speaks English because of how widespread it's spoken. And so what this means is that I didn't have the same trouble and the same struggle that he had. Therefore, it did not occur to me that that would be a problem that he would have, because it was not a problem that I had. The bigger lesson here is that in many situations, in many cases, that is what we do to people generally. We look at people, we see how they are, we look at their actions, their demeanor, and we automatically think something negative about them. Just like I prejudged that gentleman, we do that all the time. We look at people, we look at their actions, maybe the way they speak, maybe the way they do certain things, and we automatically make prejudgments about them while not knowing their entire story. Once you get to know people's story, things change. You get to understand them in a different light, and you get to understand their truth. So talk to people, understand their story, understand what they're dealing with. You will not only be understanding, but maybe you can even help them. And as somebody who has tried to learn several other languages, I can tell you, being in a place where English is not spoken is the worst. Not because the people are bad, but because it's difficult for me to understand what they're saying. And just like that fella, I have to translate things to English in my mind. It is not an easy thing. And I'm only doing that recreationally. He's doing that for work. So, the moral of the story, don't be quick to judge. get to know people the same way you want people to know you. And that is my teachable moment.